Testimony Treasures, Volume 1, Chapter 48, True Conversion. Conversion is a work that most do not appreciate. It is not a small matter to transform an earthly, sin-loving mind and bring it to understand the unspeakable love of Christ, the charms of His grace, and the excellency of God, so that the soul shall be imbued with divine love and captivated with the heavenly mysteries. When he understands these things, his former life appears disgusting and hateful. He hates sin, and, breaking his heart before God, he embraces Christ as the life and joy of the soul. He renounces his former pleasures. He has a new mind, new affections, new interest, new will. His sorrows and desires and love are all new. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, which have heretofore been preferred before Christ, are now turned from, and Christ is the charm of his life, the crown of his rejoicing. Heaven, which once possessed no charms, is now viewed in its riches and glory, and he contemplates it as his future home, where he shall see, love, and praise the one who hath redeemed him by his precious blood. The works of holiness which appeared wearisome are now his delight. The word of God, which was dull and uninteresting, is now chosen as his study, the man of his counsel. It is as a letter written to him from God, bearing the inscription of the eternal. His thoughts, his words, and his deeds are brought to this rule and tested. He trembles at the commands and threatenings which it contains, while he firmly grasps its promises and strengthens his soul by appropriating them to himself. The society of the most godly is now chosen by him, and the wicked, whose company he once loved, he no longer delights in. He weeps over those sins in them at which he once laughed. Self-love and vanity are renounced, and he lives unto God and is rich in good works. This is the sanctification which God requires. Nothing short of this will he accept. A personal appeal. I beg of you, my brother, to search your heart diligently and inquire, what road am I traveling and where will it end? You have reason to rejoice that your life has not been cut off while you have no certain hope of eternal life. God forbid that you should longer neglect this work and so perish in your sins. Do not flatter your soul with false hopes. You see no way to get hold again but one so humble that you cannot consent to accept it. Christ presents to you, even to you, my erring brother, a message of mercy. Come, for all things are now ready. God is ready to accept you and to pardon all your transgressions, if you will but come. Though you have been a prodigal and have separated from God and stayed away from Him so long, He will meet you even now. Yes, the majesty of heaven invites you to come to Him that you may have life. Christ is ready to cleanse you from sin when you lay hold upon Him. What profit have you found in serving sin? What profit in serving the flesh and the devil? Is it not poor wages you receive? Oh, turn ye, for why will ye die? You have had many convictions, many pangs of conscience. You have had so many purposes and made so many promises, and yet you linger and will not come to Christ that you may have life. Oh, that your heart may be impressed with a sense of this time, that you may now turn and live. Cannot you hear the voice of the true shepherd in this message? How can you disobey? Trifle not with God, lest he leave you to your own crooked ways. It is life or death with you. Which will you choose? It is a fearful thing to contend with God and resist his pleadings. You may have the love of God burning upon the altar of your heart as you once felt it. You may commune with God as you have done in times past. If you will make a clean track behind you, you may again experience the riches of His grace, and your countenance again express His love. It is not required of you to confess to those who know not your sin and errors. It is not your duty to publish a confession which will lead unbelievers to triumph. But to those to whom it is proper, who will take no advantage of your wrong, confess according to the word of God, and let them pray for you, and God will accept your work and will heal you. For your soul's sake, be entreated to make thorough work for eternity. Lay aside your pride, your vanity, and make straight work. Come back again to the fold. The shepherd is waiting to receive you. Repent and do your first works, and again come into favor with God.